With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Mystery writer Agatha Christie was 85 when she died in 1976. 5 years ago, an agency of the United Nations estimated that 400 million copies of her books had been sold worldwide. There's a question about just how many books Christie actually wrote. Janet Morgan is the author of a biography of the Queen of Crime Fiction.
I think you could roughly say that there are about 85, 86 detective stories, which is an awful lot, and then, 40 or 50 short stories, and plays as well, of course.
In fact, her play, The Mousetrap, has been running in London since 1952. Morgan says Agatha Christie also fancied herself a poet.
Agatha wrote slightly soppy poetry, some of which she set to music. She brought out, largely at her own expense, a volume of her poems.
Agatha Christie was very much a product of Victorian England.
This was a little girl who was mysterious and imaginative, fantasizing, played, as children often do, imaginary games, told herself stories, a lonely child, the youngest of a family with three children and slightly bizarre parents.
Agatha Christie was serving as a World War I nurse when she wrote her first book, The Mysterious Affair at Stiles, which introduced her fictional hero, Hercule Poirot.
He was her first detective, whom she invented at that time, and based on some of the Belgian refugees who were coming over from the continent in the war.
Hercule Poirot also appears in Christie's last book. Janet Morgan was given access to all of Agatha Christie's papers, notebooks, and personal effects, which helped her to write a definitive biography of the woman said to be the world's most widely read novelist. Published by Knopf. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The fans of mystery writer Agatha Christie have included Konrad Adenauer, Sigmund Freud, and Ayn Rand. But Christie's publishers played devilish tricks on the readers by often changing the titles of Christie novels depending on the market. For example, Murder on the Orient Express was retitled Murder on the Calais Coach in America. Agatha Christie's biographer, Janet Morgan, says the practice infuriated the queen of crime writers.
Agatha herself, like you, found this profoundly irritating and said exactly this: it will confuse my public.
Agatha Christie's famous novel, Ten Little Indians in America, is entitled Ten Little Niggers in England. Janet Morgan says Christie wrote the book in an era when the English often displayed a blunt, crude, and insensitive attitude toward people of other races.
The extraordinary thing to me is not that she called a book Ten Little Niggers. The extraordinary thing is that it was that